This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 1st, 2024. We continue on Yud Ches Amud Beis 18b, the second session. It is the green text. All right, so we're in the middle of fleshing out Rabbi Akiva's position. All right, so the fourth month, all right, Tammuz. He believes that you fast on the ninth of Tammuz, not on 17. Says our text, V'amai karile revi'i. Why is it called revi'i? Right, because revi'i lachodashim. It's the fourth when we count from months of the year. Right, because if you start from Nisan, right, you get Nisan Iyar Sivan Tammuz, it is the fourth month of the year. Now, Tzom HaChamishi, what about the right fast of the fifth? So Zeh Tisha B'Av. Right, so that's clearly the ninth of Av. Shabo Nisrav Beit Elokeinu, right, where the house of our God, the Beis Hamikdash, was destroyed, was burnt. V'amai karile chamishi. Why is it called chamishi? Because chamishi lachodshim. It's like the fifth of the month, because Av is the next month. It's month number five. Tzom hashvi'i. What is the fast? The seventh. Zeh shlosha b'tishrei. That is the third day of Tishrei. Shabo Nevra Gedalia ben Achikam. That is, right, we call it Tzom Gedalia, because on that day, Tzom Gedalia was killed. Umi Harago, and who killed Gedalia, right? Yishmael ben Netanya Harago. Yishmael, the son of Netanya, was the one who killed him. Right, Lelamdecha comes to teach us, Sheshkula mitasan shel tzadikim kisreifas beis Elokeinu. Right, the death of tzaddikim, right, is equivalent. The loss is equivalent to the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. Right, thus Tzom Gedalia. V'amai kari le'shvi. Why is it called the seventh? Shvi lachadashim, because Nisan is, right, the seventh month. Tzom ha'asiri, right, the fast of the tenth. Zu asara b'teves. That is the tenth of Teves. Right, Shabo Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim, the king of Bavel, right? Samach means to lean up against, but it means to lay siege to Jerusalem. Shenemar, right? Vahidvar Hashem Elai Bashana Chiit, right? Hashem's word came to me in the ninth year, Bachodesh Asiri, on the tenth month, Ba'asor Lachodesh, on the tenth day of the month, Leimor saying, Ben Adav, right? Ksav lecha et shem hayom et etzem hayom hazeh samach bavel et Yerushalayim. Right, he says, person, write this down on this day, right? Etzem hayom hazeh, the essence of this day. Right, the king of Bavel laid siege to Yerushalayim. And again, v'amai kari le'asiri, why is it called the 10th? Asiri lachadashim, because it is the 10th month of the year. I, the Gemara says, V'halo hayoroi zeh lichtov rishon. Right, really, this should have come first, because in chronological order, first you lay siege to the city, then you break down the walls of the city in Tammuz, and then you burn the Beit HaMikdash in Av. Why is it last if it really came first? Right, so V'lama nichtov kan, right, why is it written this way? Kedei lahazdir chodashim ketiknan, right? Just so that we can have the months in order. Right, that's maybe a strange answer, but that is the Gemara's answer. Ve'ani, right, says Rav Shimon, Eini Omer Kain, I do not agree. Come back next week, you'll find surprising differences between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. But this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back. Join me on Monday.